Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this Monday, and I've been talking about what I call the down ballot races. We've got to make sure that we keep our eyes on the prize, and it's not just the top of the ticket. It's not just the Trump-Biden competition that we've got to pay attention to. We've got to make sure that we are watching like a hawk for the House and Senate races that are going on, because if Trump wins the election, which I believe he will, and he can't get the House and the Senate help he needs to get the agenda passed, it's going to be a whole lot harder to right the ship. That being said, one of the races that's considered to be very key to this overall is Alabama's new Congressional District 2. So the person who is running as the Republican in that is on the phone with us right now. Caroline Dobson is a Montgomery attorney. She's a Republican. She's facing off against Shamari Figures, who is a longtime Democrat, used to work in the Obama administration. And I'm going to bring her on right now and let her tell us all about her race. Caroline Dobson, how are you?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, listen, I think the last time you were on, we were actually still finishing out the primary or perhaps the runoff, and you are the candidate. All the way to the general election. How do you feel, and where are we right now?
Yes, well, I'm very humbled. I'm very excited to be the Republican nominee, and I really feel two responsibilities. First and foremost, to fight hard to win this race, to advocate for the folks in District 2, folks that are hardworking and God-fearing and concerned about where this country is headed, and then an equally important obligation to fight the fight and win the race for the future of America. And I know that sounds dramatic, but it's highly possible that this race here in District 2 could determine who controls the House. And as you were just saying, there are implications on America for years to come. Of course, we've got to get Trump back in the White House. Of course, we've got to gain control of the Senate. But if we do those two things and still lose control of the House, we will not be able to reverse all the harm that the Biden administration has done to this country in such a short time.
No, it's one of those epic level responsibilities to finish this race strong and to win. And Shamari Figures is an extreme liberal. He worked in the Obama administration. His mother has been a liberal member of the Alabama State Senate for many years. I know her personally. I worked with her when I was down there. Now, listen, let's go ahead and describe your district a little bit, because the tail end of what I would call the listening area for Right Side Radio comes into the northern portion of your district. But tell everybody where your district lies.
Yes. So it is part of Mobile up to Montgomery, from Mississippi to Georgia. But, county by county, I'll try to do an abbreviated young boozer listing, quite as glib as he is. But all of Washington County, a large part of Mobile County, so all of downtown Spring Hill, Tillman's Corner, part of West Mobile, Pritchard, Sims, Citronelle, Chonchula, and then the southern third of Clark County, so South Jackson and points further south, all of Monroe County, Conecuh, Butler, Pike, Crenshaw, Montgomery, Bullock, Macon, Russell, and Barber County.
Man. All right. So one of the most important things I heard is Conecuh sausage comes from your district.
That is right. And I'm very grateful to have Mr. Sessions, John Crum Sessions, has been a supporter. I'm very, very grateful to him. Again, a lot of things to be proud of in this district, and a lot of Alabama history in this district.
Yeah,
it includes the first state capitol, St. Stephens, the current state capitol, Montgomery. A lot of wonderful folks are from icons in Alabama history. Rosa Parks, Hank Williams, they're all from this district. So I'm really enjoyed getting to spend time in communities I'd never been to before, but heard about, for example, Clio, and meet with people that I would have never gotten to meet before. So I'm so grateful for the opportunity and truly inspired and motivated every day to work hard to advocate for the people in this district.
Well, I think your district, and by the way, your district was not drawn in what I would call a favorable sense for Republicans, generally speaking. But at the same time, the indications are this is a very winnable race for you. And You got some national attention. I saw most recently story on 1819 News was that EPAC, which is run by Elise Stefanik out of New York, has endorsed you and said they intend to help you fight for this race. And one of the things that Elise Stefanik said was, this is a sleeper race you guys aren't paying attention to. She's going to win that race. It must be nice hearing that. Yes. From a national level.
It is. I'm so grateful to have role models like Congresswoman Stefanik, of course, like Senator Britt, who's also been incredibly supportive. You know, women who are moms, who have school-age kids, who are also working incredibly hard to try to save this country. And that's where I'm actually headed up to D.C. this evening. Congresswoman Stefanik has a press conference in conjunction with her endorsement tomorrow that I'm really excited to take part in. But, you know, she's also represents a pretty moderate kind of purple district in New York. So I'm also grateful kind of for her advice in running in a purple district, because that's what District 2 is. I think the message of really fighting for safer communities and more opportunities for our kids will resonate with folks, you know, who may not even consider themselves Republican, but certainly feel abandoned by the Democrat Party, considering just how far left it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of church-going, God-fearing Democrats who were shocked and considered the Transgender Day announcement on Easter just a huge slap in the face. And that's just one example, of just how far left the Democrat leadership has taken the party.
So, and I completely agree. If nothing else, it gives me a lot of cannon fodder for my show. But let me ask you this though. So you get to, and I may have asked you this last time you were on the air, but you get to D.C. You've got a background. You practice law, but if I'm not mistaken, you grew up in like a farm community or in some type of a agribusiness type setting with your family. So what kind of things about you do you want to take to D.C.? Like, what committee assignments would you be looking for to do work on behalf of the state?
Well, you know, I'm open to being on the committee, and I want to be on the committees that best serve the needs of this district. So, and again, given my background, you know, growing up on a farm, obviously interested in ag. As a real estate attorney, real estate and financial services attorney, you know, certainly interested in financial services, but also, you know, the defense industry is such an important part. Defense industry and Maxwell Air Force Base, Air National Guard, Coast Guard, Yonemobile. So armed services would also be of interest. Of course, who isn't interested in serving on appropriations? I don't know that would be an option for a freshman congressman. And then also, you know, I've also heard that kind of to use the term sleeper again, sort of a sleeper assignment, but one with opportunity certainly is a small business, because you can really kind of focus on sort of whatever is your kind of passion area and have some flexibility there. There are so many small business owners in this district. And for me, you know, one of the motivations for me running is just the excess of the executive branch under the Biden administration. Yeah. And trying to codify some regulatory protections that decrease the agency state, create some consistency for business owners, and some protections for individual citizens. Because I think we may have talked about it the last time I was on, but you know, the fact that there aren't standardized rules of evidence for agency investigations, the fact that there isn't a standardized burden of proof if you're investigated by the IRS versus right. if you're investigated by OSHA. You know, it's far more likely that you and I, as private citizens, as business owners, become the subject of an agency investigation because it's alleged that we didn't, you know, fill out some form or follow some rule that they say applied. We're far more likely to be in that situation than we are to be, you know, alleged of a felony. And yet a felon has more rights in a court of law than the private citizen or small business owner does, depending on which agency is investigating them. And we have to, in order to ensure that our small businesses can, and large businesses too, can thrive and continue to grow, we've got to have checks on the executive branch, again, consistency in agency investigations, and also so much more transparency in the rulemaking process. We see the Biden administration just issuing out rules at rapid pace that are impacting businesses from nursing homes to construction companies all throughout this district, and it's having a crippling effect on opportunity and growth.
Well, all of that. But listen, there's any number of places where you could serve and fit in. The main thing we got to do is get you there. If folks are living in North Alabama, if somebody lives in Huntsville and they're like, I've got time on my hands, what does she need? I'll go do it. What would you say to that? Is there a way to plug into the campaign and do some work?
Absolutely. And I've been so grateful and, again, so humbled by folks from Decatur all the way down to Enterprise who have reached out wanting to help. It's not very common for Alabama to have a contested general election. And I think that excites some people, and I'm grateful for that. We have a website, www.dobson4congress.com, and that has a form you can fill out if you would like to help. Right now, we're trying to get voters registered, something that Republicans running in Old District 1 and Old District 2, which make up this new district, haven't had to do for a long time. Yeah. But again, I think something that will have positive ramifications when it comes to countywide elections, to state legislature elections for years to come. If we get not only existing Republicans motivated and engaged, but again, also get new Republicans registered, that's going to be huge. And then, of course, always financial support is appreciated. That's one of the metrics for the degree to which the RNC decides to play in this race is, of course, fundraising reports. And also, I will say, the Democrats are going to be throwing a lot of money at this race. There's no replacing hard work. And I know that I will outwork my opponent. I did in the primary. But at the same time, I think there are bottomless pockets on the left that are going to be trying to fund this race and all the other swing races throughout the state. So, of course, money always helps.
I know that for a fact, even just from my limited exposure working in the state legislative races. But listen, Caroline, we're about out of time, but I will just say, and you mentioned it a moment ago, Alabamians aren't used to having contested races for Congress, and especially for Congress. But we've been a red state for a long time, and I've said on this show multiple times that while I don't want to see the Democrat Party strengthened, that we can also run the risk of getting lazy and content if we don't have the occasional challenge to rise to. Your race is certainly one of those. So we wish you the best, and we want to stay in touch between now and the general, and we'll just take it all the way to the end. All right.
That sounds great. And hopefully next time in person. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Caroline Dobson. Running for Congress for Congressional District 2. Listen, you know anybody in those counties? I'm just telling you, tell them to get ready because this is not a lazy race. This is one where a guy named Shamari Figures, who's a longtime Obama administration Democrat, a super Democrat, basically, uber liberal. I mean, put him on par with like Randall Woodfin, mayor of Birmingham, and all the rest of them. He is an uber liberal Democrat who would love nothing more than to take our longtime 6-1 majority Alabama delegation in Congress and change it to a 5-2. And we don't need that. Not at all. All right, let's take a break there, Big Rig. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.